from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Show your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Oh,
what's up? Good God. Thursday. What are you guys doing out there? Hey, I have an update.
Who, what, when, where, how?
The fan is back on 1080.
Hey! There's like a 60. Gary the old Swede right now is like, yes!
Well, if you didn't know, we are actually on AM radio.
Huh? It's where all the kids are at. Let me tell you, the kids love the AM. They love Twitch, which are also on, but they love the AM radio.
I was golfing, I don't know, yesterday, I think.
You're like,
I don't know.
Is this like one of those church/Trump stories where you're going to tell a story and there's really no details and it's just like,
the people are
the
saying.
Guy and the people's, and you know, they come up
I'm
to
really
me.
I'm really hearing.
I met a man who told me.
He was in tears. He said, I've never seen such a golf game. It was amazing.
Someone said to the guy that we were playing with, they were like, hey, the starter told me you're a radio man. And he was very unimpressed.
Well, he should be.
He's like, what does that even mean? Mm-hmm. And then I said, well, no, I'm a podcaster. He's like, oh, Isachi. Because he was like in his
20s. Yeah, that's all.
He's like, hey, where do I find it?
AM dial.
What is this radio?
Uh-huh.
Well, here's the thing. 1080, the SIG. Mm-hmm. Signal, not cigarette.
It went down.
Mm-hmm. It's been down all day.
Yeah, when I tuned in this morning, I guess it was more of this afternoon, all I got was...
Do you tune in on AM in your car?
When I start the car, the first, because I'm a P1, it goes to 1080, and then the second one over, and I don't know why I haven't changed it yet, but the second preset is the 99.5 HD. So when I got in the car, it goes to 1080 the fan, and I got... And I was like, oh, that's weird.
Good programming.
Yeah, and I thought to myself, should I call someone? Then I flipped over, and I was like, no, we're back. And so that's an AM signal.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Calling someone.
Well, I didn't, though.
As if they didn't know.
Well, I didn't know. But it turns out it
wouldn't that be funny if you're the one that alerted them to it?
Well, what if it had that is...
They're like, what? The whole building's like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah. I did that
actually
once.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I was walking in my neighborhood.
Odyssey Station.
It was like 2 years ago. And one of the old people in the neighborhood, the ones with the bars on the window and door, which I find adorable, right?
Well,
I was like...
You can never be too careful.
I think you can. I don't think my neighborhood requires bars. But they've got bars on the windows, the big bars on the door. I was walking the dog, and the house alarm was just blaring, and the door was wide open. And I was like, oh boy. So I was like, that's not good. So I kind of did the, hello? And I didn't want to go in, and so
why do you do this?
What?
Well, it's just like, it's not, just stay away. Just go. No.
There's an elderly
nothing going on. Not your business. Moving along.
So I did. I dialed 911. And the lady immediately, I was like, yeah, I'm like, I'm over here. And I said the street I was on. She goes, yeah, we know. They're aware. They're in the house. I was like, all right. I thought to myself, what if there is an old couple? Like, what if something bad has happened? Like, those people do not leave doors open. They have bars on the door. The door is wide open. The alarm's going off. There's no one else around. Yes, you should probably go stick your head in the house and ask if everything's okay.
You should probably keep walking and think to yourself, everything's probably fine. And if it's not, somebody else will
handle. What if it was your olds? Wouldn't you want someone to stick their head in?
They're fine.
Yeah, but it was the same thing. The lady's like, we're aware. And I thought to myself, how many people have called? By the tone of her voice, I'm going to say 17. 17 separate calls. She's like, yeah, it's been going on all morning. We're working on it. And I was like, oh, sorry. So I had that moment where I was like, hey, should I call? And I was like, no, they're fine. But I switched over to the HD signal, 99.5. HD2, and it was good. But apparently we're back now.
Yeah, so we're back on AM. That signal is back. I don't really know how many people listen to us on that anymore since we're everywhere else now. Yeah.
It's where I listen.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bucks and AM, man.
Yep. Really?
I do not have the HD2 radio in my car, and so when I'm in my car, it's always on AM 1080.
All right.
The Subaru Outback has not caught up.
You know what I saw the other day, Suk, that you'll get excited about? What? The Subaru EV SUV. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you have to go to Home Depot afterwards and get a Fohawk? Were you just, you feeling it?
I think that's the path we'll go down.
You wanted to hang out with Schultz after that? You're like, man, I should give Jordan Schultz a call.
Big time.
Yeah.
Do you think you will outlive AM radio?
No, dude. AM radio will be around forever. Yeah. It'd be like VCRs.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
There's still VCRs. There's still VHS tapes.
No, I kind of feel like we've outlived VCRs. I mean, like, no one's using them anymore.
Yeah, totally. I mean, they still exist. But the reason I bring that up is there is an article I was reading recently about a battle with the government.
Oh, for
like, some people, including, I think, some people in the government want to get rid of AM radio.
Well, a lot of the
radio companies are going, wait, not so fast.
Whoa. Well, I know some newer cars are doing away with it.
Exactly. So that's why I asked. Yeah, I mean, you're 36 years old?
46.
46?
46. Well, 46. I'm almost 46.
So let's say you got another good 40 years of life.
40 years?
Well, what do you put the number at?
That's adorable.
17?
Dude, there is a lot of hard miles. I ain't making it to 86.
What are you making it to?
I'll take 70, like 75.
Okay, so what's that?
29 to go.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So in 29 years, will AM radio exist?
Yeah, probably not.
I don't think it will.
Yeah. Although, you know what, dude? It's really hard to kill things. Will it be, like
including Suk?
I don't think. I'm just like, I will be AM radio. I will be old. I will be decrepit. I won't be of any use to anyone, and yet I'll still exist. I'll just be there.
So you can, so we're on at 1080 AM. Let's go. We're back.
And
we're back!
And we're on a 99.5 HD2. We're on YouTube. We're on Twitch.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, so let's go through all that. Because I think some of our listeners don't really know that we're pretty much everywhere now.
Yes.
It used to be you could only catch us on the AM signal. And if that was out, we'd go home. Seriously.
Yeah.
The signal would be tease up one day.
Yeah, it was done.
They'd be like, see you tomorrow.
I remember that. I remember leaving remotes and being like, we're out.
If the signal goes out, it's like, well, there's plenty of people on all these other platforms.
No.
So you can catch us 99.5 HD2. So what you do is you go to 99.5 on your FM and then go one up to the right there.
It goes to
that's us. Because most stations all have like two, sometimes three and four HD channels.
I think we have. I think so 99.5 is the wolf. Ow! And then I think there's three HD stations and we're.
What's the third one?
I think one's like classic country. I think one's more, I knew this at one point. The other one might be more like progressive, like kind of bluegrass sort of thing, and then there's us.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's three HD stations.
I, as a radio man, I actually really like the HD two and three elements of this because it allows program directors of all various radio stations to do something kind of funky and different with their HD 2 and 3 signals.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can take some chances.
Yeah. And so there's actually some pretty good stuff. Yeah.
Think about it like a golf scramble. You got one dude that's like in the fairway. Hey, man, swing from the shoes. See what happens. That one lands out of bounds. No harm, no foul.
Let's go. On 99.5 HD 2. Okay. Yeah. So then we're on YouTube at youtube.com/@1080am the fan.
I'm monitoring the chat right now.
And a lot of people, now that is a fun one because while relatively new in our universe here, you can go back and watch the show after it's happened or catch up late.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of like a podcast in that way. You don't have to be watching it live, even though we do stream it live.
And you can see us.
Yeah.
Yeah, where our faces are on it.
And there's a little chat. Well, and our it's really our torso. I mean, you can't see like the lower half, but
I'm not wearing pants.
No.
We would never know.
No, we would never know. Yeah. And I really lean in. So you get ropped from like the, you get ropped from like mid torso up. I'm more of a, because I'm a leaner. You get more of me from like, you know, nipples.
I lean back, you lean forward.
I'm a lean forward kind of guy.
So we're also, okay, so here's the next thing. We are on the Odyssey app, guys.
Which is how most of the time I listen.
Yeah, and that's really the easiest thing to do. You just put that on your phone and just search 1080 The Fan. We're right on there. You can listen to us live. You can rewind, fast forward, do the whole thing. And then podcasts, if you missed the show or you want to listen to us in the morning, if that's more convenient to you, you're walking the dog, whatever you're doing, anywhere you get your podcasts, we're there, including Spotify.
Yes.
So we're on all that bullsh, too.
Don't forget about Twitch.
I don't know about Twitch.
We're on Twitch.
We're on Twitch, too.
Okay. Cool. Twitch. Get Twitch.
So you can,
I don't even know what Twitch is.
Well, it's basically where a lot of hot girls and cat ears get dudes to give them money, and then gamers...
Also where people, stream video games.
And then people stream video games, and we're on there as well. It's just like the YouTube feed. We're just on Twitch. And I don't monitor that one, but we do monitor the YouTube chat, so... Well,
on my feed over here, I get the Twitch comments, too, but I don't know how to respond to them.
Yeah. So if you want to get a hold of us, the Vancouver 4 text line or the YouTube chat, Big Eye Duck says, did someone steal my golf balls this morning? And I don't know what that means.
I think he's talking about your golf ball story, the guy that stole
the
your golf
ball. The dude that kept, that twice took your ball and played it as his own?
Yeah, but that's a that happened like
a while ago.
A while back.
I don't know.
I did hit golf balls this morning but at Colwood, but no, as far as I know, no one came and stole golf balls. That would be a... Which is a ballsier move? What the guy did at Fairway Village, actually taking my ball while I'm playing, or coming over to someone at a driving range and just taking a handful of their balls? I actually think that would be more of a bold statement.
So both are pretty brash.
So then if you guys have smart speakers, you can say, hey, Alexa or whatever, play 1080 The Fan.
And here we go.
And I taught my parents that, and they're just blown away by that.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God.
Explaining technology to the olds is a hell of a thing.
So there's that. You can play that in your house. And then we're also on TV, guys. We're on Portland CW from 3 to 4.
A lot of ways
to consume. Did I cover everything?
I think you got everything.
Is that it?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. So.
Or I suppose you could come here and just like stand outside of the studio and listen to us. I mean, I guess there's that. You can try to do like in person. Because we're on a location next week. We're at 10 Barrel.
That's right.
You could come. What about the live radio experience?
Yeah, this is a big announcement.
Things are happening.
Are you guys ready for this? Next week, we will do a show that is all Club 1080.
Second time ever. It's been authorized.
Yeah, we didn't even ask to do it.
No,
it wasn't. They just told us.
Yeah, it wasn't. I guess authorized is the wrong word. It was...
pitched.
It was demanded. We were told.
Yeah, no, I think the client wants it. So the club sold to the pub beer.
Yes.
From 10 Barrel.
Yeah.
And so on Wednesday of next week, we're going to be at 10 Barrel, actually Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
But Wednesday's show is the club at the pub.
Yes. We're celebrating pub beer becoming the official beer of the pub.
Yeah.
The club and the pub.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yes.
So we're going to do a whole show of Club 1080 on Wednesday. Yeah.
Do I get to drink pub beer the entire time?
You can.
Do we get a lifetime supply or something?
No.
I wonder how many pub beers it would take before the radio show went sideways.
For you?
15?
Yeah, it's a different number.
A dozen, probably.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's probably pub beers.
Yeah.
Are those pretty light?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good solid dad beer. It's a good garage beer. Big fan.
I'm going to say if I get on my fifth one,
yeah,
I won't do that many, but
that's probably accurate.
I wonder if I can get that authorized as well. We'll see where this goes. I got 4 hours.
Well, they are the new sponsor.
They are the new sponsor. 4 hours, we'll get 20 in. And four? Yeah, let's make a, let's see if we can run this up the flagpole. Get the dump button ready, and we'll see where we go with this.
Exciting times.
Yeah, let's do it.
And then Thursday, we'll be out there at 10 Barrel again.
For the PIR.
For the race.
Yes.
It's the, what is that called?
The Indy races, I forget what the actual, but
should we know that?
Probably.
Well, probably, but it's the Indy race out at PRR. We've done it for the last handful of years. We're just moving over to 10 Barrel.
And we have cool race car drivers on our show.
Yes.
Because of it.
Yes.
So last year we had, Grosjean.
Roman Grosjean. Yeah.
It is the Portland Grand Prix.
Yeah, the Portland Grand Prix. Mm-hmm. Grosjean was not Sebastian Grosjean, Roman Grosjean last year. He was super cool. And then the year before that, we had the young guy.
Yeah, we did have the young.
What was his name?
The young handsome fella.
He's a hot shot.
Yeah.
Maybe even like an Andretti or something.
I do. Did we have an Andretti? We've had people. We've had
the listeners will know.
Yeah. Well, we've actually had the last couple years, we've actually had like big name racers.
The guy that had that
horrible crash and the.
That's what I just said.
I know. I'm saying
Grosjean.
Grosjean.
And then the year before was the young kid.
And we haven't. We've had an Andretti.
The year before that, I think we've had three of them. Anyway, you're going to get cool, hot, awesome race car driver talk.
Yes.
Thursday. So big week next week.
Someone asking if we can get him to discount the nachos. I'll work on it, but I can't make any promises.
Wait a minute.
They have the best nachos in town.
They do, but why would they discount them?
Because I asked them to.
That's not the point.
To get listeners to come.
The point is to get you to eat them and pay for them, not discount them.
What if we discount them?
Everybody wants something for nothing.
But if discount nachos are on the table, maybe more people show up and spend more money there.
What if we just did one of those?
It's possible.
What if we just cheat the other guy and pass the savings on to you? That's the... How about this, too? We're going to discount the nachos by $3, but what you don't know is that before the show, we're going to raise the price of the nachos $3. Dude, people do that all the time, where it's like, hey, we're taking $50 off this, and you look at it, and you're like, you son of a gun. I'm like, you didn't do anything. You just raised the price that you could take it down.
Smart.
Yeah. Like, I don't even get excited about a sale until we get to 30%. I don't like it. A lot of times we'll do like it's 10, 15% off. I'm like, no. 25? Get to 30, now we got my attention. 40%, now you've got my interest.
Now, how much are the nachos?
Oh, like
I'm looking at their
13, 14 bucks maybe.
What are those called? Steak and gorgonzola nachos?
Steak and gorgonzola.
Okay, they're 15 bucks.
And let me tell you, they're worth every damn penny. I stand on my business. That's the best nacho in town. Dynamite.
I think you should throw your credit card down and buy the first 13 plates of nachos.
That seems like a lot of nachos.
It's less than $200. I don't know why you wouldn't do that for your fans.
Have you seen my radio salary?
I have.
Sad.
You're doing great.
It's sad.
I'm telling you guys, Sook's doing great.
Hey, there's only one of us that lives over Vancouver because we can't afford the big Portland nightlife. All right?
Yeah.
Some of us have to move out to the burbs. That's the way we do it. We're not all Buckley. We're not all trust fund babies in there. We don't have sugar mamas. Mrs. Buckley over there.
Love my sugar mama.
You have a sugar mama and a sugar daddy. You got double sugar.
Yeah, look at that.
I got no sugar. I got nothing. It's depressing.
All right,
I got to find me an old rich broad.
That'll probably get it done right there.
What if one of the olds in my neighborhood has a bunch of money? How do I find that out? Because the houses aren't that nice.
Shut up.
I wonder if Richard Simmons' lady, I wonder if she's a widow. I wonder if she's got a bunch of money.
You need to start wallowing in Lake Oswego.
I know.
Just cruise around down there.
I don't think they like my type out there.
Yeah, but what are they going to do, kick you out?
I need to get a whole new wardrobe. Actually, they do. It's that guy that was driving around in that windowless van. They called the cops.
That was Wes Lynn.
Wes Lynn. Is there any difference?
I think Lake Oswego's a little snootier.
I need to get with swag and like get into his wardrobe, like start wearing like sweaters tied around my neck. I got to get some boat shoes.
The second you do that and you tootle around down there for a week, having cocktails, eating lunch, you know, sitting by the water.
You can find yourself a cougar.
Yeah, yeah. They'll come. They'll find you. Right. You'll be fine.
This weekend, I'll make my way out
now,
there.
Now, BTJ may not like that.
No, probably not.
But
no,
that's they're
gonna,
down there.
That's going to be a problem. I might get shanked on that one.
Well, we're back on 1080 AM.
Yes.
You can find us on all those other platforms. Next week's a huge week. Let's go. The things are looking up.
Yeah.
Here at 1080 The Fan.
Yes.
With everything Isaac is going and well. Suk. And yeah, Danny and Dusty.
And everybody.
And Sprague and Dirt.
It's Dirt
although
and
I did not hear Sprague today.
Where's Sprague's he on vacation.
Where's he camping?
I don't know where.
A place he doesn't want to be.
Really?
Well, I don't know if you know this about one Brandon Sprague. Not much of an outdoorsman,
no?
Much like yourself.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. A number of years ago, I remember that he was going camping and he had no gear. And I was like, well, if you'd like, I have camping gear. And needless to say, just the idea of him out in the, if we had a competition, like if you did a Bear Grylls sort of 1080 The Fan survival, you and him would be high on the list to first one to die.
We'd be eliminated early.
Yes.
No question.
It wouldn't go well. So I, you know, I'm not sure which one of you would flourish least in the woods. But
I didn't know that was true of him.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. I don't know, Buck, are you an outdoorsman?
Not remotely.
No, I was going to say, you're a San Francisco kid.
Yeah. I mean, I like to do stuff outdoors. I snowboarded a lot, but no, I'm not pitching a tent.
Outside's nice.
I'm not going to lie. This
as long as I have 18 holes.
If we happen to do the outdoor challenge on a golf course, I don't necessarily think that our station in general is, we're not Nanook of the woods. I think it's slim pickings.
Well, I've never really understood the idea of sleeping on the ground. That's dumb.
It's quite fun out in the woods.
Well, that's not what I said. I said sleeping on the ground is dumb.
Well, you don't sleep on the ground.
Well, some people do.
Yeah.
Well, but that's the whole reason that I'm not into camping is because, you go out there during the day and then I can go back to my bed at night. Why wouldn't I want to do that?
Well, I saw, the reason I bring it up is I saw an ad the other day for these tents they're real just tents, but they're lifted.
Yeah.
They're off the ground with a mattress. Now that, why is this only just now a thing?
Well, I have a cot that I bring if you want to do that. But
No. These are tents that are lifted. So why? So the tent is just a bad, all around bad thing. It's stupid, and you won't catch me dead in one. Yeah. Well, maybe dead in one, but not alive in one.
No.
But when you pitch the tent, it's on the ground. That is the dumbest thing ever, and that's part of why camping is stupid. Mm. But now they have them where you pitch the tent, and it's off of the ground by a couple of feet, and you just dive in onto a mattress. Now that's what I'm talking about. Where has that been?
I have not.
Why did I not invent this?
I have not seen those. No, you would not like my camping. I do not fancy camp.
I'm a glamper.
You should come out sometime. It'll be fun.
Why? Why would I do that?
There's no reason you ever would. Yeah. But I would like to see it. I think it would be enjoyable.
You wouldn't enjoy me.
Sometimes you sleep in the back of the Bronco.
I get antsy.
You could cuddle up with me. We'll keep each other warm. It'll be great.
I pace. God. What?
I'm picturing you in the outdoors, and it's making me happy. I would like to see you. Can we do a show retreat? Can I lead us on a show retreat? I think it would be amazing.
I'll meet you there. Tell me where it is. I'll meet you. I promise I'll be there.
To see the two of you out in the woods together, to see which one of you hates it more.
Buckley, Sprague, and I would...
See, I don't hate it out there, but I don't want to do any of it.
He's right. Because you're smart. Like, so the three of us would hop in a car. Yeah. We would steal a car or maybe a boat. And you would find us at the nearest watering hole.
I understand.
That's way better than what you're doing.
I'll even drink around the campfire. That's fine.
There you go.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. But let's go to bed in our bed.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
You and me.
So you're not interested in one of the cots. I got an extra.
No. Tent hammock. Someone said. Yeah. Not sleeping in it. I can hang out in it.
Yeah, the hammocks with the coverings on them.
Hey, I'm kicking some serious ass on the poll question today.
Love the polls.
Because so far I check the results, and they're all near 25%.
Dude,
freaking amazing.
You are in a groove right now.
I'm hot.
Yeah.
That's next. Pertains to college football on The Fan. Hello. Time for our poll, daily poll. We run this on X, formerly Twitter. It's at 1080 The Fans where you can find us. Give us a follow, huh? Give us a follow, huh?
Please.
Social media.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the question was, who is the best quarterback in the Big 12? Who do you think won?
Who won that? Probably either, I'm guessing Shedeur Sanders.
He was dead last.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though some people think he could be the number one quarterback in the draft next year?
Well, our listeners don't think that.
Yeah, not a fan.
Well, or maybe they do, yeah. But they voted him last. Maybe it's just because they just don't like
It's possible.
Him.
No one's going to give Colorado any sort of props, but you know, look, say what you will about Colorado, and I'm not a huge fan. Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter are both good players.
Cam Rising, Utah.
Okay.
He won.
Huh. See, and it's funny in that if you asked me the question of who's the most underrated and who's the most overrated, that might be the answer. In that, like, I like Cam Rising, but I think we talk about Cam Rising because he's been around and Utah has been pretty successful.
How many years has that guy played?
I think this is his seventh year
because of
injuries.
Because he's always hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt. Last year he missed all of it. And like I said, Cam Rising's good. But if you looked up Cam Rising's numbers, which I'm going to do right now, they're not.
I beat you to it. He has only played. Oh my God.
What? Are you okay? We just got an oh my God and then like.
I'm having a heart attack.
Go towards the light. Wait, no, don't. The other way. The other way. Go to the darkness.
Am I wrong that he's only been at Utah? He's only been at Utah, right?
I thought he transferred for somewhere else, but I don't know if he played there.
First of all, he didn't play last year.
No, he was hurt.
And he only played.
And we kept waiting for him to come back. Remember, that was the whole thing. Is
Utah
that,
thought he was ready.
Utah thought he was ready. He said he wasn't. And it just kind of went on and on. And it ended up being a real big problem.
So he played in 2022. And he threw for 3,000 yards.
Yeah, he went to Texas, by the way, for a year. Redshirted there. And then, ended up in Utah.
So he threw for 3,000 yards, 26 TDs, 8 picks.
Yeah.
In 2022. The only other season he played was 2021. He's only played two seasons.
Yes. This will be his seventh year, and he will have basically played 3 years of football.
No, two.
Well, no.
Well, this year.
This coming year.
Yeah.
So, yes. And like you said, his numbers are fine, but, you know, mid-60s, not even mid, you know, like averaging out at 64%, and then... What, he's averaging 22 to 23 touchdowns and 6 picks a year? Those are good numbers, but they're not, you know.
That 2021 year is the year that they played Ohio State in that bowl game, that wild game. And didn't he get hurt in that?
He did get hurt.
And the other guy came in and they almost beat him.
And I think he got hurt too. I think they ended up going to another one. So... Yeah, and Utah's problem has been...
You could say he's overrated.
Well, that's what I was...
I thought you said he was underrated.
No.
I thought you were saying that he's really good. Watch out for him.
No.
But we haven't seen a lot of him. Okay, so yes, he's...
So I think we look at Shedeur Sanders now, and I think there's an underrated factor there because Colorado's not very good. All of a sudden, there seems to be a tide turning against Colorado. I get why. And so a lot of people are going to crap on Shedeur Sanders. Hence, it's why I said he finished last in that. And that's why I said I think overrated, underrated, it's flipped that. I think Sanders probably at this point is underrated in a really good system. If Shedeur Sanders was playing at Georgia or if he was playing at Oregon, I think there would be a lot of different talk. And Cam Rising, again, I just think he's been around forever. Utah has had success. They've won the Pac-12. And he's kind of an interesting story. So I think we talk about Cam Rising more than we should. And I've said this about Cam Rising from the get-go. It's like, oh, Utah finally found a quarterback. Yeah, because Utah just hasn't had good quarterback play, but it still has never been a great offense under Cam. They just win and give him credit. I mean, they've won the Pac-12 twice. So I'm not trying to dismiss Cam Rising, but, you know, he's not one of the great quarterbacks in the country. He's just not.
He's 25 years old.
Yeah.
And he has started 25 games.
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
It's kind of a weird, funky thing.
But out west here, I'm guessing, because we've seen him, and a lot of our listeners have seen him, that's why he won.
Well, if the
39%.
The longer you're around in college football, the longer you're around in anything, we talk about you because it's, you know, it's a name we know. Like if you went through the quarterbacks in this year for the top 25, a lot of them are like, who? Huh? Oh, yeah, this guy.
Or like Hudson Card.
Yes. You know,
he's
you
like, wait, he popped up again?
Exactly.
Now he's at Purdue or something.
I think a lot of people, maybe with Dylan Gabriel, are doing that. They're like, wait, Dylan Gabriel's at Oregon?
Yeah,
they're like,
that's
true. And you're like, wasn't he at Oklahoma? Yeah, but where? Oh, yeah, he was at Central Florida.
Tyler Van Dyke?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, and he's at...
he's at Wisconsin.
He's at Wisconsin now and is a starting quarterback. And Cam Ward, I guarantee someone this year, when they tune into Miami, because Miami plays Florida early on in either week zero or week one, there are going to be a bunch of people who be like, wait, that Cam Ward? He's the quarterback at Miami? And you're like, yeah. And so the really, really good ones, well, they leave. They go on to the NFL, but now with NIL and the transfer portal, you get a lot of guys that stick around for a couple more years and they end up in better situations. Like if Cam Ward had stayed at Washington State, no offense, but no one would know anything about Cam Ward because he'd be tucked up at Washington State. They'd win five games and nothing. But he's at Miami now. People think Miami could win the ACC and all of a sudden Cam Ward could be a national name.
Okay, so the question was, who is the best quarterback in the Big 12? Cam Rising got 39%. Noah Fifita coming in number two, 32%. Jalen Daniels of Kansas, 15%. Shedeur Sanders, 14%.
See, I would have liked to have seen what happened had Fish stayed at Arizona or I can't say his name
Fifita.
Ever. Fifita had gone to Washington and brought T-Mac with him. Because that was the whole deal, is that Fish was just like, I'm just going to bring Arizona and bring it up north. Because Arizona was a good team last year and had a lot going for it coming back. And then the team got split and, you know, a bunch of the key guys ended up going up north. But two of the really good ones, the quarterback and the best receiver, they stayed at Arizona, but they're in a Big 12, and you know Arizona might be able to make some noise. A kid can play down there, and they were high school teammates. I mean, that's kind of one of the reasons why they stayed at that, and I think some rich Arizona booster made it his whole mission to tell Fish to F you, and I think he gave those guys a lot of milk.
So the last two poll questions have been, who's the best quarterback in the country, and who's the best quarterback in the Big 12? I didn't want to ask who's the best quarterback in the Big Ten, because that's a little redundant.
Sure.
So I've changed it to this, and this is today's poll question on X at 1080 The Fan. Which of these Big Ten quarterbacks will have the best season? Tyler Van Dyke, Wisconsin. Aiden Chiles, Michigan State.
By the way, if you wanted to find like a sleeper, a guy that by the end of the year people are going to be like, I give you Aiden Chiles.
Miller Moss, USC. Or Will Rogers, Washington.
Interesting.
Vote and vote hard. And right now, I'm telling you.
Well, that's a mother bear right there.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
That's tough.
Because you can make a case for all four.
Absolutely.
For different reasons.
Yeah. Boy, because I don't know what to make a SC. I want to say Miller Moss. He looked good at the end of the year. I have no faith in Wisconsin's offense. Although Will Rogers is, you know, not Wisconsin's offense, sorry. With UW, with coming over, Will Rogers is a very, very accomplished, you know, quarterback. And I like Jed Fisk. It's just that Washington, it's such an unknown. It's an entirely new squad. So it's hard for me to go with that. I was going to say I don't trust Van Dyke at Wisconsin because I just don't trust Wisconsin's offense. I like Childs to be kind of a breakout guy at Michigan State, but I think I'm going to go with Miller Moss. I think USC might have something for some people. I know their schedule is tough, but Lincoln Riley coaches quarterbacks. Don't outthink the room. Lincoln Riley knows how to play offensive football. I don't know if they stop anyone. You can't convince me that USC is just going to be dreadful on offense. And he shows something at the end of the year. So I'm going to take Miller Moss.
Okay. Right now, I'm looking at the latest. Moss is leading at 30%. Then Chiles at 26%.
If UW had a little more, like, if I even knew what... I don't even know how many starters UW has coming back, but it's not many.
It's like two.
It is a completely different team. And so I want to think that they're going to be better. I like Fish and I think there's some decent talent up there, but that's going to be a weird thing considering they were in the national title game last year. And now I think I've seen everyone picking them to win like six, seven games.
The number is two. They have two starters.
Two
coming
starters.
Back.
But Rodgers is a very accomplished quarterback down and played in a spread
system.
He's
legit.
You got this.
Mississippi State.
Rodgers! Yeah, so what did I say? Miller Moss, 30%. Aiden Chiles, 26%. Tyler Van Dyke, 24%. Will Rogers, 20%. My vote goes with Van Dyke.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. One, he's got a pretty good arm.
Yeah.
And two, Wisconsin is not the same old Wisconsin, or at least they're trying not to be, with with What's-His-Nuts as their head coach. I know they were rough in the first year he was there.
They're trying to throw the ball.
They're spreading out a little bit more, and I think Van Dyke is a good fit with, I'm trying to think of their coach's name, Luke Fickell.
You are correct.
I think he's a good coach. So watch out for Tyler Van Dyke. But you're right, Miller Moss, any quarterback with
Lincoln Riley
should get a lot of votes.
Yeah.
And Rodgers and Childs are both interesting, although Childs is 18 years old, dude.
Yeah, he's just a baby.
He is young.
I know a lot of people down at Oregon State that just said, this kid is going to be, he's going to be really good. And Jonathan Smith's a good coach. I know in the Big Ten, they're going to get lost because it's just, it's a meat grinder there. But I think what Jonathan Smith did at Oregon State, again, didn't win anything, but he built them into a solid program, and I think he's going to do it at Michigan State. Don't know if it'll be this year, but Michigan State's going to be better. Like they are going to get a pelt on the wall. I believe in Jonathan Smith, and I think Aiden Childs, from everything I've heard and seen, is that kid could be really, really good. Just don't know if it this year might be a bit early.
All right, vote hard. Poll questions on X at 1080 The Fan. Sports snorts next, including Major League Baseball eyeing a minimum number of innings for starting pitchers. Mm. Did you read this?
I did read this.
Yeah. I have thoughts.
I don't like. Well, we'll talk about it.
Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, now you've got me looking at Corey Feldman YouTube videos.
I can't believe that neither one of you knew what's going on with Corey Feldman.
Why would you think I would know?
Well, because it's just, it's kind of everywhere. I see it all the time.
I have not even heard it until that ad.
Dude, it's on my feed, like, nonstop. So, if you don't know, like, Corey Feldman, Goonies Corey Feldman. So, he's at that
The real Corey Feldman?
The real Corey Feldman. The Goonies and you know, all those 80 movies, The Lost Boys. I mean, literally at one point, the biggest child actor in the world. I mean, the guy was in monster movies. What is that thing? It's called Loserville? Like what, Limp Bizkit?
Yeah, Loserville, this music festival, I guess.
Which is...
Can we talk about that?
Well,
why are they calling it Loserville?
I don't know.
Are they just being cheeky?
I think so. I think it's like when Domino's was like, hey, our pizza sucks, buy it.
They're like, we're the has-beens, come check us out.
Yeah. Well, Corey Feldman, bad things happened to Corey when he was young. And he kind of, he went off the rails. And he thinks he's Michael Jackson. Like, he dresses up like Michael Jackson and dances like Michael Jackson.
That's a little weird.
But he can't sing, and it's really bad. So now he's moved on to, like, he's playing rock and roll. But while he's playing rock and roll, and he's got, like, mirror pants on, he's wearing pants with, like, mirrors taped to him, and he takes his shirt off, but, like, he's in really bad shape, and he looks sickly, and he dances like Michael Jackson on stage while playing rock music, but he can't sing, and then he plays the guitar, and not like, you know, sometimes when you're not a great guitar player, like country music artists will do this, where you just kind of strum along to the beat. He guitar solos, but he can't play the guitar. It's honestly like when you were a little kid and you would pick up an electric guitar and you would just, you know, you would randomly hit the strings. He does that, but in front of, like, crowds.
Sounds like we got to get tickets to Loserville.
Do me a favor. Just go on YouTube and pull me. There's clips everywhere. They're going around. I at first I thought it was a bit. Like, I thought it was like a this is Spinal Tap sort of thing, but it's not. It's and I honestly I feel bad for him because he this is what he's doing now. He's making music, but it's
good on him,
dude. It's unlike anything. If you sit down and watch a 2-minute clip of him, Bucks, see if you can find the one of him guitar soloing.
When you type in Corey F on YouTube, Corey Feldman guitar solo is what populates. So.
Just get realize that he's doing this.
I'm watching one.
In front of a crowd of people thinking that he is shredding.
This one says, Fred Durst makes sure Corey Feldman is really playing the guitar.
Yeah, it's something else, man.
He's got a whole bit, doesn't he?
He was in The Burbs. He was in Stand By Me. At one point, the biggest child actor on the planet, and he's doing this. And like... Some of the songs he sings, like he has a song called What Up With Youth. It's just.
Do you think Corey Haim would be proud?
Well, he's dead.
Well, so I said would be proud.
I don't know. Probably not.
Like, or would he be on drugs like in the front row?
Probably the latter. And that's the thing is, like, I don't want to make fun of Corey Feldman, and I'm not trying to make fun of him. Because
well, you kind of are, though.
I'm not. I feel this is Corey Feldman is like the guy at the UPS store. I'm not mad at him. I'm not making fun of him. I feel bad for him.
You just took a dump all over his hot new concert tour.
It's empathy. It's not. I'm not taking a dump on. I feel bad for him. Like if you saw someone up doing something in front of a large group of people that clearly could not do it but thought they could do it and were trying to, wouldn't you? Like, you don't boo. You're like, oh my god, like you feel terrible.
Well, I'm intrigued by Loserville now. Might go.
Well, I mean, Limp Bizkit, man.
I am a loser.
Fred Durst,
baby.
Well, he's one of many people at Loserville. I'm just saying. Honestly, I might show up to watch Corey Feldman. Once you watch one of those clips, there's party that's like, I kind of want to see this in person.
Now, when's Loserville again?
Don't know.
We can plug it. I mean, they did buy our station, so we should probably.
Yeah. Just, I didn't listen to the ad. Other than that was the first time, I've heard that ad a bunch. That was the first time that I realized that Corey Feldman was on there.
Yeah, I'm watching him. He certainly looks.
Coming to Ridgefield August 21st.
August 21.
Right around the corner.
That's next week, bro.
Is he wearing his mirror pants in that?
Actually, that's the night of the club at the pub.
Oh, well.
Start at 10, Barrel. Hop 10. On over to Loserville.
Oh, my God. What a night we've created for people.
That is a hell of a night. That really is.
Come see us. We're going to do a Club 1080 show, 3 to 7 at 10 Barrel. And then go up to see Corey Feldman at Ridgefield.
Yeah. I kind of want to see Corey Feldman. I think I've talked myself into going to see Corey Feldman.
Do you think he does autographs and meets his fans?
I don't know. I met Sean Astin once at the Goonies Fest at the Coast.
Well, he came in studio.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a good dude.
He's always seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah, he's really nice.
He was there.
Very down to earth.
They did a whole thing down in Astoria about the whatever it was, whatever anniversary of the Goonies. And Chunk was there, who's now not fat. He's a skinny lawyer, which is weird. Sean Astin was there. And then the director. And I think one of the gals was there. But they were all very nice and pleasant. They did a whole big Goonies weekend. And then the people that owned the Goonies house were real bitches about the whole thing. And we're all complaining because they didn't want people taking a photo of their house.
All right, we've got a little bit of MLB news that came out today, and we'll get to that next on The Fan. All right.
Yeah, you got roped in, didn't you?
Well, I was watching, you know.
Yeah, you can't look away.
I was watching one of the, it's Comeback King is the song?
Sure.
Are you a Feld maniac now?
I'm a Feld maniac. Yeah.
I'm telling you, once you start watching.
But he's not playing guitar on this.
Well, yeah, sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't.
He's just singing and dancing like Michael Jackson.
Well, he's a jack of all trades.
I'm warning anyone out there that goes down a YouTube rabbit hole of Corey Feldman, you're going to be there for a bit because you won't look away.
I will say he is not really singing. He's sort of talk singing.
Yeah, that's about right.
And the top comment on this says that Corey sounds much better in person. So I'm going to go ahead and take that. And look, dude, there's like maybe 20 people there.
Yeah, well, again, it's...
And three bros in Cardinals hats. This is in St. Louis.
I'm not here to poo on anyone's dreams. Just wait. I'm still waiting for Buck to pull me out a Corey Feldman shredding guitar solo.
Oh, see, I pulled it and listened to it. I don't think... I mean, I could play it. It would just kind of sound like... amplified garbage. I think what really does it is seeing him in the mirrored pantsuit thing. Just, that you got to look for it yourself, yeah. I think.
Let me ask a question. Not to get totally derailed
but
here.
But we already are.
There's a woman backup vocalist.
Yeah.
There's a drummer and there's a guitar player.
Yeah. And a real guitar player that tries to mask what Corey Feldman's doing.
Are they embarrassed?
Yes. Yeah. But they're getting paid, and so...
So that's what it is? Oh, there's a bassist, too. I didn't see him
over
there.
He's got a full band up there.
Yeah.
Yes, it's... I think that hurts, but it's a gig. So, you know, things we do for money, man. A wiser man than me once said that 90% of all evils in this world are done to pay the rent. So maybe the world would be, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I guess actually, the quote is 90% of all bad things in the world are done to pay a mortgage. So maybe the world would be a better place if we all rented.
Limp Bizkit, though, I hear, is really good live.
Fred Durst.
Yeah.
You got a little Fred Durst going on. A
couple people
right
on the Vancouver Ford text line are saying it. Rop looks a little Fred Durst-y.
Yeah, you got a little Fred Durst-y.
I've gotten that before. Yeah. They're apparently...
Just one of those days!
Apparently, they're pretty good. They get wild.
I saw Limp Bizkit in Utah 20 plus years ago, and I was never a Limp Bizkit dude, but I'll tell you what, the crowd was...
Yeah, it's
the crowd
wild.
Was going.
They got a whole vibe going.
Yeah, that back in the day, I don't know if they still do, but back in the day, they could whip a crowd into a frenzy.
Major League Baseball now wants to explore the idea of a 6-inning minimum.
Yes,
for starting pitchers.
Yeah, that's
they are saying
interesting.
Yeah, this kind of came out of nowhere. I didn't know they were toying with this. But they're saying there are three exceptions. So the pitcher has to go 6 innings unless he gets hurt. Mm-hmm. But this is a weird one because if he gets hurt, it says that they have to go on the IL.
Yes.
So teams can't manipulate that.
Yeah.
That's pretty, I don't know how you would enforce that one. That's a weird one.
Well, I mean, you'd enforce it by saying if you leave the game early because
you
of
have
injury,
to go on the IL.
Go on the
but
IL.
That's, but not all guys, I mean, that's kind of.
I by the way,
not all guys that leave the game have to go on the IL.
Exactly. If I just have a forearm strain and I'm like, hey, I feel a little something, they come back and they're like, no, he's fine. Get rest, you know, make his next start.
But what if it's a good pitcher and he's feeling a little something? Maybe he's got a blister or something. You know, he probably isn't going to have to go on the IL.
It's terrible.
But you can't take him out of the game because now he's got to go 6 innings.
It's so stupid.
Well, and the first time a guy gets forced to stay in a game, then he gets hurt. He's going to sue the bejesus out of the
team. That's what I'm saying.
This is just, I'm just saying, everything about this, and I mean everything, is so effing stupid. I can't believe it. I just, this
so then
is,
the other
is ridiculous.
Two, the other two, so you if you get hurt, you have to go on the IL.
Yeah.
You can come out before the end of 6 innings. If you get to 100 pitches, you can be pulled.
Yeah.
Or if you give up 4 or more earned runs.
If you're getting shelled. So, you know, that's the idea. I guess some of those protections in there are, you're trying to prevent this from just being an absolute joke. It's still stupid. The idea, like, I'm just trying to think of any sport where the idea is that you have to stay out there. It's absolutely silly.
I guess maybe I'm in the minority here. I don't know. You guys tell me, but I don't really see a problem with openers and the way pitching is going.
No, why?
Like,
would
I don't. Well, a lot of people do have a problem with that.
Why?
Well, I don't know. The same reason they're looking at this rule. Like, it's not something that crosses my mind at all when I watch baseball. I think the pitch clock thing changed everything for me. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to watch baseball now, way easier than it used to be.
Shaved almost, what, 20, like 25 minutes off of games?
But for some reason, they are saying that it's a big problem that we have openers and we have all these pitching changes, even though there's a minimum batter requirement now, and guys are just getting in there for an inning and throwing I don't know. To me, it's just the evolution of the game. Yeah. Can anybody explain to me why it's so bad that starting pitchers aren't going that deep into games?
I think people just want offense. I think that's what this boils down to. And we know that the more you see a pitcher, the better it is. You can't tell me that this is about pace of play. Pace of play is really good. The times are down. This, to me, is just merely about trying to manufacture more runs, offense.
And that's the trendy thing right now. Everyone talks about the third time through the lineup. Yep. So if you force the pitcher to stay through the third time in the lineup, you should be, to Sook's point, generating more offense in the game.
That's what this is. And I don't know. I find the whole thing to be really problematic because now, again, you're manipulating how someone wants to run their team. And I like the whole point of baseball, especially when you don't have a salary cap on there, is no two baseball teams are built alike. The Yankees can have to build their team differently than how the Twins built it. So if you build a team around a strong bullpen and depth and being able to throw a lot of arms at you, now you're basically saying that we're not going to allow you to do that. We don't like the way that you're manipulating the system. This is like where I hated the tush push, the idea of the Eagles, right? The Eagles and Patriots are getting ready to kick off right now. That's what made me think of it. But we got Thursday night preseason football.
All right,
catch the excitement.
Patriots.
Drake May, get excited.
I think they said that they're.
Oh, is he going to play?
Yeah, Drake May is going to play, and I think the Eagles and like the Chiefs, some of these teams are going to play for an entire half. So this will be
football.
Yeah, this will be at least a half, we would think, of real football. But anyway, it was the idea of like the Eagles would do the tush push, and it couldn't be stopped. It was a first down. And so there were people in the NFL that were like, well, you can't do that. Why? Because the Eagles are good at it? They have a quarterback and they have a center that does this really well. So now you're basically saying that because one team does something and they do it well, that we're going to outlaw it. I hate legislating creativity or schemes out of a game. I'm not a fan of it at all.
Well, I don't know that this is going to fly. They're saying this has got a long way to go before it gets even remotely close. It's just an idea. They may try it in the minors, but I don't see it happening.
I certainly hope not, because it's just a bridge too far. Again, I understand, you know, things, you know, zone defenses for a while, you know, you can't do that, or the two-line pass in hockey, and the New Jersey Devils ran a neutral zone trap for years in the NHL, which was just the most boring thing in the world to watch, but it was really effective. And so I get, you know, we change rules in sports sometimes to improve the pace of play, or again, pitch clock, and we try to move things along, but I mean, I don't know. I just think this right here gets at the fundamental strategy of baseball. And if a team wants to build and get creative and play kind of analytics baseball and work a lot of bullpen, taking that away seems downright un-American. I mean, and I know it wasn't this, but the Royals won a World Series, went to two based on a strong bullpen and getting to a certain point and then relying on their bullpen. But if we did that at the beginning of the game, now that's no good. So after the sixth inning, go to as many bullpen guys as you want. But why is it but if we do that for the first three innings, now we're talking about the worst thing that ever happened? It seems arbitrary and
America,
dumb.
All right, more snorts coming up next, including some changes at ESPN. Hawk Tua Girl pops up again.
Oh, yeah.
And Ray Gun says, leave me alone. It is 4:02 on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.